Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about? You will read, A, New York City. B, an evening party. C, an air trip. D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. What project are you working on right now?
We are developing a new control system.
Question. What kind of system is being developed?
Number 2. What kind of product does your company supply?
We supply spare parts for different cars.
Question. What are the 2 speakers talking about? Number 3. Why do you want to accept this job offer?
The job is interesting and challenging. I like it.
Question. Why does the man want to do the job?
Number 4. Jane, why are you in such a hurry?
I have to meet a friend at the airport before 5:00.
Question. What can we learn about the woman from the conversation? Number 5. Can I talk to your manager? I have a complaint to make.
Sorry, the manager is not in, but I can handle your complaint.
Question. What does the woman mean? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Hello. Good evening. Can I help you?
I'd like to have a double room.
For how many nights, please?
Just one night.
One night. Well, the price is $80 and breakfast is included. Could you fill out this form?
Yes, of course.
May I have your passport, please?
Okay, here it is. Anything else?
Oh, no more. This is your room key. And have a good rest.
Thank you. Question number 6. What is included in the room price?
Question number 7. What does the woman ask the man to show her? Now listen again. Hello, good evening. Can I help you?
I'd like to have a double room.
For how many nights, please?
Just one night.
One night. Well, the price is $80 and breakfast is included. Could you fill out this form?
Yes, of course.
May I have your passport, please?
Okay, here it is. Anything else?
Oh, no more. This is your room key. And have a good rest.
Thank you. Question number 6. What is included in the room price?
Question number 7. What does the woman ask the man to show her? Conversation 2.
ABC Company, good morning. How can I help you?
Could I speak to Mr. Adams, please?
I'm sorry. The line is busy for the moment.
Could I leave a message then?
Yes, of course.
Please tell Mr. Adams that our shipment will be delayed.
Then when will it arrive?
Next Monday.
Okay. Shipment delayed, arriving next Monday.
Yes. And could you ask him to call me back when the shipment arrives?
Certainly.
Thanks for your help. Question number 8. Why can't the woman talk to Mr. Adams?
Question number 9. What does the woman say about the shipment?
Question number 10. What does the woman ask Mr. Adams to do? Now listen again.
ABC Company, good morning. How can I help you?
Could I speak to Mr. Adams, please?
I'm sorry. The line is busy for the moment.
Could I leave a message then?
Yes, of course.
Please tell Mr. Adams that our shipment will be delayed.
Then when will it arrive?
Next Monday.
Okay. Shipment delayed, arriving next Monday.
Yes. And could you ask him to call me back when the shipment arrives?
Certainly.
Thanks for your help. Question number 8. Why can't the woman talk to Mr. Adams?
Question number 9. What does the woman say about the shipment?
Question number 10. What does the woman ask Mr. Adams to do? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
If you want to buy a motorbike, looking in your local newspaper is a good way to find one. There are a lot of advertisements there. The advertisements list different kinds of motorbikes, both new and second-hand. This will give you the opportunity to have a check of the motorbikes, ask questions, and find something that you really want. Of course, there may be a problem if you buy a bike in this way. You may have to wait a while until the bike is available. However, if you are patient and willing to wait, then looking in your local paper is a good way to find a motorbike you like. Another way you can find great motorbikes is to look online.
Question number 11. How can you get information if you're going to buy a motorbike according to the speaker?
Question number 12. What kind of motorbikes is advertised in the newspaper?
Question number 13. What is one of the advantages of using the advertisements on the newspaper?
Question number 14. What's the possible problem if you buy a bike in this way?
Question number 15. What is another way to find a good motorbike according to the speaker? Now listen again.
If you want to buy a motorbike, looking in your local newspaper is a good way to find one. There are a lot of advertisements there. The advertisements list different kinds of motorbikes, both new and second-hand. This will give you the opportunity to have a check of the motorbikes, ask questions, and find something that you really want. Of course, there may be a problem if you buy a bike in this way. You may have to wait a while until the bike is available. However, if you are patient and willing to wait, then looking in your local paper is a good way to find a motorbike you like. Another way you can find great motorbikes is to look online.
Question number 11. How can you get information if you're going to buy a motorbike according to the speaker?
Question number 12. What kind of motorbikes is advertised in the newspaper?
Question number 13. What is one of the advantages of using the advertisements on the newspaper?
Question number 14. What's the possible problem if you buy a bike in this way?
Question number 15. What is another way to find a good motorbike according to the speaker? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。